We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk some Bucks basketball. Big party weekend coming up for the Milwaukee Bucks as they open up the Fiserv Arena. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the president of the Milwaukee Bucks, Peter Fagan, is here. Peter, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. They found me again, so that's good. So you got to be excited. This is kind of like it's got that new stadium smell to it, and you get to unveil it and waft through the air, and people get a chance to finally come in and see what has been going on down there for so long as we've been waiting for this thing to finally open. So tell us about the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this is a generational event. As you know, you don't open an arena, a stadium like that often, and this is to kind of celebrate the public, kind of start the tradition of making the Fiserv Forum the epicenter of sports and entertainment in the Midwest, and to have like a really fun time. So we're going to blow it out on Sunday.
So give us a sample as to what's going on, because I'm going to assume that one of the things that you're going to feature, you guys have a tremendous amount of food, which is going to be a focus.
Right. So it's all about the experience. So it's certainly going to be about the food. People are going to be able to navigate the entire building, the artwork, the bowl itself, to see the court down, the lights, some of the cool clubs we have, a little bit of the backstage, and then we'll have some performances going on during the day as well, and we'll have some of our players and some of our alumni around as well.
I'm excited for so many reasons, because one, I think this is really kind of the kickoff as we, and I hate to say it, that we start to turn our sights towards fall, but you've got footballs flying through the air. It is getting a little bit cooler out. We don't have as many 90s as we used to throughout the summer, and now you start to set your sights on Bucks basketball in the sense of there's a level of optimism. You have the new building. Obviously, you have Giannis. There's been some change. Coach Budenholzer, obviously, is going to put his thumbprint on this thing, and I think a lot of people are excited about what he can do to take this team to a different level. Are you guys feeling that right now?
I think there's no question. I mean, I think, you know, we'll have 50,000 people plus, like, in and around the arena on Sunday. We're in August talking NBA basketball. There's a real momentum. There's a real enthusiasm. I think this is, you know, kind of what we looked for is, as we open this arena, how do we have a hyper-competitive team that can compete and win the East and start being one of those elite NBA teams? So I think we're kind of where we should be.
When you look at the team, because ultimately everything that you guys do in that arena, it's going to bolster the team. But the product, I mean, your basketball plan is not based off of your business plan. Your business plan is based off of your basketball plan. So to make this team go, you've made some moves. You bring in Coach Budenholzer. I want to take you back through that hiring process, because that seemed like something that you did right and you involved everybody. Has that then been one of those situations where the entire team took ownership of everything that's gone on?
Yeah, I think down from our ownership, it's the culture. It's like, how do we professionalize what we're doing? How do we have a plan? How do we execute? I think it worked great with Bud, because there's no better culture person, there's no better teacher, there's no better development person than Coach Bud, you know, historically through his team. So I think it turned out to be a perfect match. I mean, John Horst, like, literally kind of orchestrated just like a perfect execution of the vetting process, and then, like, we couldn't be happier with having Coach Bud going into the season.
And like you said, a lot of people are going to be there. You've got alumni that are going to be there. I would assume the coaches are all going to be there this weekend as well?
Coaches are all going to be there. This is the opening. This is the housewarming. So I think all the occupants of the house will be there, and with bells on and very welcoming. And we want to put our best step forward. It's all about the experience, and we want to make an unbelievable first impression.
Well, that was going to be my next question. When you talk about the first impression, now everything that's going to go into that area is not done yet, but the new building is. That area around that building is pretty much done, and people are going to finally get a chance to see what all the hoopla was about, pardon the pun. So what else is – what's the next phase? Once you get this building done, you open it up, you get some concerts in there, you get some people that are starting to come down and use the facility. What's the next phase of all of this?
So the constant goal from 30,000 feet, you know, in the air is how do we create a neighborhood? How do we populate it, create density? How do we have people living there on the residential side? How do we have people working there? So obviously there's commercial opportunities to build office buildings. And then how do we have people play there? So the play part will happen pretty quickly because of the plaza and our retail entertainment. We will have Good City Brewing up and running you know, before the end of the year, as well as a Punch Bowl Social and our beer garden, and we'll start activating the plaza with everything from Oktoberfest to Kris Kringle event. So this is all about, again, like the content, driving this to create density and really activating it. And then, you know, in at the same time, we'll start demolishing the Bradley Center in September, and that's another 7-acre swatch of land that we are working on figuring out kind of what makes sense to develop there.
I look forward to, well, that was just going to be my next question. I look forward to the next phase of development, because I had said all along that your ownership group, they weren't just getting a basketball franchise. They were kind of buying a city. I mean, you talk about the refurbishment of Milwaukee. This is kind of that crown jewel that people are going to say, okay, I'm drawn to this, and then like ripples on a pond, everything then begins to expand outward, correct?
Yeah, I think you talk about vision, right? I mean, these guys saw it from the beginning. I don't think there's a major American city where you can acquire 30 acres of contiguous land that's literally in the center of the city. For us, on the west side of the Milwaukee River, which desperately needs like an infusion and some development. And I think the way our owners think is, what can this become? And that's directionally like what we've been doing. So this will become a vibrant, diverse, unbelievable neighborhood. And that's kind of the driving force. And what makes it easier is certainly the coolness and the sexiness and the volume that an arena brings will be kind of the centerpiece of it.
I'm looking forward to what else, when you talk about what the centerpiece is and then what's going to go around it, and you talk about the different development. My question is, how many businesses, I would assume you guys have already reached out to numerous different entities, how many businesses are kind of saying, we've got our sights set on that there?
Well, I think for us, it's all part of the narrative, right? Like, we've got to sell, we've got to position, you know, downtown Milwaukee as a great place for these companies to move to, and you know, we are all salespeople here, so it's all kind of doing it. So we've been around the country really selling headquarters and office groups that this is the place, here's our vision of a master plan, here's what we're building. So in a perfect world, you know, 2 years from now, we've got 250,000 square feet of office, we've got 800 to 1,000 people who are working here daily. That alone changes the landscape of the way like an entire neighborhood operates, because you've got some density and some volume during the day.
When you talk about just the basketball side of things, what are we going to expect this upcoming season that's going to be around the team? Because I think that's as much as the overall experience walking into the building as there is just the game itself.
So I think it's like very, very high-end, unbelievable minimalism, like mixed with like high-end tech and wow. So around the team, like number one is like we've resourced this team unlike any other NBA team in the country, for the reason that we are in an arms race. We want this to be the greatest place ever for a player to play. Our 30,000 square foot campus of a locker room in the arena is like beyond reproach. You know, it is, we want the players to have a pride of ownership. We want them to be wowed. We want other players to see it and want to be here and understand our message to get it done. And I think we've spent the last, you know, 3 years and four, you know, going into the fourth season, really resourcing the team, whether it's performance, medical, our training center. All these pieces are really had to be best of class, you know, as a professional sports team.
Always great to chat with you, Peter. We certainly appreciate it. We look forward to it. I know you're going to have a big weekend down there. You said 50,000 people ready to come through that thing. That's an amazing number. I mean, you guys don't even hold that. I mean, what's the new arena hold, like 19,000?
17,500.
Holy mackerel. You're going to almost quadruple that. That's phenomenal. Best of luck to you guys, man. Really look forward to it.
Bill, we always appreciate the support. Thanks very much. Go Bucks.
There you go. Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Peter Fagan, the Bucks president, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.